We are learning Masechtas Gittin, Daf Chav Dalet Amud Beis, and we are starting the brand new parak, parak Kol HaGet. Zok the Mishnah. Kol Get, Shenichtav, Shaloi Lashum Isha, Pasul. Any get that was not written Lashma for this Isha is Pasul. Ketzah, the Gemara is going to give, the Mishnah is going to give four different cases, and we'll see in the Gemara it's really Loizu Afzu, which means every one is a bigger Chiddush than the next. Ketzah, Hoya Oiver Beshuk. Someone was walking in the shuk. Vashama kol soifrim makrin ish plainim megarish ish plainis. He heard the soifrim saying that Ruvain is being megarish Rachel mimaka plaini from Pumpadisa. Va'ama zeshvi zeshem mishti. Wow, that's my name and my name of my wife. So he says he walks in. He says, let me have that get. Pasul megarish plain. You cannot be megarish with it because it's not written l'shma. It's not being written. Yes, mikan kosel megarish ishto. Someone wrote a get to megarish his wife. V'nimlach. And he had second thoughts, and he threw in the garbage. Matzu ben Iroi, someone from the city found it. And he said, oh, Shmika Shemcha, V'shem Yishtika Shem Yishtika. He said to the fellow, look, my name is like your name, my wife's name is like your wife's name. And he said, hey, give me the get. So I threw in the garbage, give it to me. Possible the garbage, but it's possible to use that for Gerishin. So the first case was, it was Karl Seifrim. The second case was, someone wrote the get for himself, and someone else is taking the get. And we'll see what's the difference in the first two cases. On top of Chavdalam Beis, right in the Mishnah, yes, Mikan, Hoyle Shtein Hashem, someone had two wives from the same Shabbos, and they both have the same name, both names is Rachel. Kosel Garish Zagdaila, you wrote a get to Megarish the older one, Loy Garish Beis Akhtana, or the opposite is true also. If you wrote it for Akhtana, you can't Megarish the Gdaila. That's case number three. So even though you wrote it Lashma for yourself, but it's the wrong way. Yes, Mikan, Omer Lavlar, Kasev Leizer She'erza, he write a get for Rachel, and I'll decide which one I want to divorce. Leizer Erza Legarish, Pasul Legarish, but you cannot be Megarish because of Ein Breira. And we'll speak about that soon. Like upon him, those are the four cases on the Mishnah. Zok to Gemara. It says the first case of the Mishnah, Kasul Legarish Ishtoi, the second case of the Mishnah actually, Kasul Legarish Ishtoi Venimlach. Freit to Gemara, Ve'ela Reisha Mai. It sounds like the exact same case. The first case was that he heard Seifrim writing the get, and he said, oh, same name, I'm taking it. And the second one also, a guy wrote a get for his wife, and you took the get. So it's the same case. What's the ratio on the Seifrim on the second case? What's the difference between the first two cases? Amra Papa, the ratio is talking about Seifrim Asuin L'Islamid Eskinon. They were learning. They weren't even writing the same get. They were just practicing writing Gittin. They were taking a guess. These are the names. And land up being his name. That's the case of the ratio. Amar Vashi, Dekanami, it's not Maduka, Tani Soifrim Makrin. Look Tani Soifrim Kairim. It says they were Makrin, which means they were talking to the Talmidim. They were dictating to the Talmidim how what to write. So you see, clearly it wasn't written Shem Get, it was just Tom dictating him. Like Soifrim Kairim. If they were reading it, maybe they're reading get in the head. But here they were Makrin. Shmami no, it was Lislami. So now the Gemara will go along and explain every case, why is bigger than the case before. My yes, mikan. Tana Rabbi Shmuel. The first case is loy zesh nitlof shloish shem gerushin. The first case it wasn't written shem gerushin at all. El av zesh nitlof shem gerushin. The second case, which is at least written for a gerushin, still that's possible. Veloy zesh nitlof shloish shem gerushin. The second case is written shem gerushin, but nothing to do with him. El av zeh, which is the third case where he did it to divorce one wife, not the other one. It was written the shame his own garrison stole his apostle. Veloizad, the third case, that was written for someone else's garrison. Elavzu, the fourth case, was a power of a get. It was written for him and one of his wives. It wasn't written Lashum Gerishin of Ha. It was not written to the shame of a specific one. It was for everyone. Apostle, even that's apostle. Those are the four cases. And the Gemara elaborates a little bit more. My time. Ikos of Anosan Sefer Krisis Beyada. If the Pasuk didn't say the cost of law, just say Anosan Sefer Krisis Beyada. Have Amina Lamute Hech Kama. Over the Shom Krisis. You would think that it's referring to the first case, Dafka, that there it has to be written at least Shem Krisis. Anosan Sefer Krisis Beyada. It has to be written Shem Krisis. So the first case is out. It's not Sefer Krisis. Aval Kosal Agarish Ishtoi Venimlach. The over the Shem Krisis, aim a kosher. But you would think that the second case, where at least you wrote the Shem Krisis, that would be kosher. Kosher Rachmanov a kosav. Since the kosav, you have to write it. E kosav Rachmanov a kosav, I mean, lamute hide the law, iuk a kosav law. Maybe someone trying to say that you have to have it lishma. Aber yesh l'shtei noshim, the iuk kasha of law, that he's writing it, maybe it's enough. Ema kasha. Kasha rachmona, law l'min l'shma. It has to be mamish l'shma. Now the Gemara has a question. If we know already law l'shma, so it has to be written specifically for Yena Isha, so of course the last case doesn't work. It's not specific to anyone. So he says, you know what the chiddush is? The sefer lomali yal kamash law and the ain breira. The chiddush is you don't say breira. Because if you would say breira, then that would be considered lishma. Because breira means it's megala lamafreya that I was v'shem that isha. So therefore, it's mechadish to us the ain breira. Now Tosfos comes and tells us a very important thing. Tosfos says, "Div masla ezes she'aretzo." Tosfos says, "Va'imari that filu man de sava ba'alma yesh breira." Even if you hold all over shas yesh breira, here the moida it's no good. Why? The cost of law lishma mashma shu mavur b'shas k'siva. It's mavur b'shas k'siva. So it comes out of Tosfos that if you write shaget, it does not work. Finished. The problem is, so what do we in shas we paskin? It's a suffix v'yesh breira and breira. This will machmir by the Rishis by Rabbanu Meikel. So the Rambam comes and says that you know what the halacha is. If you use shaget, it's suffix megareshes. Why? Because the Rambam holds it's totally the shal yesh breira and breira. And since we pass. The Mishnah says ain breira, but all of a shas have a chloikas yesh breira ain breira, and therefore as Dr. Rambam since all of a shas we paskin we have a chloikas yesh breira ain breira. Therefore halacha lamayit is a sofik migoresh. It's not like Toy. Toy is saying everyone agrees that it doesn't work because of shema, but the Rambam says not like that. The Ran actually brings down this Rambam. The Ran different masuk of a hilchasa in the back says. It says v'hilchos, so he brings down v'fikach amol lavlor k'soy le'ezemem she'aretzel legarish v'girish harayze sofik gerishin v'chin kosav haram mazal perigimol mehilchos gerishin. That's a sofik. You need l'shma. Of course you need l'shma. You need l'shma. But you know what yesh-bera means? That it's a shma. Yesh-bera means it's a word that was written for her. He said le'ezemem she'aretzel. The first three cases are puzzle. Not sofik. The fourth case is a sofik v'gereshos because the sofik yesh-bera ain brera. Zok to Gemara Vayta. Said in the Mishnah, "Kosel legarish shagdayla." It's the third case. Legarish by a sektana. If you wrote legarish shagdayla, you cannot megarish sektana. Ktana who'd love matzim legarish by. Hagdayla matzim legarish by. It's masma. The ktana it can't be megarish, but the gdayla could be megarish. I wrote it l'shma for her, right? No problem. Even though it's the same name. Amarava Zoyse Meres. If you learn like that, then I have a raya that Shnei Yosef and Shimon Adar Birachas Meitzin Shtar Choyv Al Acherim, which means like this: if you say that the get for the gdayla works. And you're not worried that maybe when the Gedolah was walking around with that get, really it was written for the Ketana, but it fell out of Ketana's hand, and the Gedolah picked it up and using it. Terry says, not choishes for Nefila. Not choishes that she's going to drop a get. So it comes out, not choishes for Nefila, so it comes out, Zagrava, that if you have two Yosef and Shimon in one city, so they could come and come to a Loiva and say, you owe me money. Loiva says, what do you mean? I didn't borrow from you, I borrowed from the other guy. So the guy says, what do you mean? I have a shtar. So he says, no, it fell. It fell from the guy. No, not chayish benefila. You see, in our Mishnah, not chayish benefila. So if we say in our Mishnah that we're not worried that it fell from the gdayla, it fell from the ketana and the gdayla picked it up, and that's why she's saying she's megareshes, mashma, that she's megareshes, here, why worry about nefila? There is not worried about nefila. Same thing by Ishtar Chayiv, it should come out that we're not told this is true halacha, but there's a merit, it's a shade here, that Yosef and Shimon, Ador B'Yachas, if you might Ishtar Chayiv Aleim, they can't say, you know what, it fell from the other guy. So Amalei Abaya, if that diik is true, I have a different diik. El miyata, reisha tony shmi kashimcha apostle the garish boy. Sheni would lomas the garish boy. The second case, remember the case, the guy wrote for his own wife, and then he had his second thoughts. So now the second guy wants to use it. He said, no, the second guy can't use it, it's not l'shma. The first guy could use it, right? So how reisha matzav the garish boy. V'hamrinon, I we said regarding staros, v'loy achar yochol hoitzi aleihem shtar choyv. That the halacha is that if there's two guys named Yosef and Shimon, no one could bring a star on them because they always could say, "I don't owe you money; the other guy owes you money." And here, that's the halacha that you could say that, and it should come out from here that l'chayra the kasha is that over here it should be the same thing. Here it should be the same thing that l'chayra. Why is it a good get? Why don't we say that, so here, to take the question over here, is if we're choshesh for that, it means not choshesh for nefila. There, we're saying that the guy, even if you made the star yourself, it says Yosef and Shimon in it. So even if it never fell out of his hand, even if it was the legit star, I could go to the other guy and collect. So halacha is if we can't collect from either one, because they each could say, it was not me. So that's the halacha there. So therefore, here also, if you take this get and try to use it for your own wife, we could taina, really it was never written for your wife. It was the other guy wrote it for his family. And then he had second thoughts, and he threw it in the garbage, and you picked it up. You're not going to just for the filo, but he threw it out. He threw it out on purpose because he backed out. And therefore, here, when this guy's walking to get for his own wife, we shouldn't trust it because maybe it was from the other guy who wrote it and threw it in the garbage.
Have you ever had the case, if it doesn't throw in the garbage, any time you have two people with the same name,
right.
No, it's not me, it's not you.
Right, so I get this, that's not the issue. They both, they wanted to get to be their name. They want to get to be their name. Here, they want the proof to get. That's not the Shaila. They want to get. But here, the saying is that, how do we know it's true? Maybe it was from the other guy. It fell in the garbage. So Elamai, that this, it's not, it, the reason why it works in our Mishnah, which is not why it works for the first guy, is because you have Eidim Asira. Elamai Yisachamayim, but Eidim Asira. You have Eidim Asira that are saying, yes, that it was for this person, where the get was written for this person, it was given over for this person. So therefore, the first case also, Hachinami, the first case, and it's not the first case, the third case, the first thing the Gemara also, but like Derlang Tana, it only works by Eidim Asira or Lazi. It only works by Eidim Asira. And like Rashi speaks out, but etzem, you are Choshef in a fila. That means, Ashtar Choyv, they cannot be Maitzi Ashtar Choyv on Acherim, because you are Choshef in a fila. I, in our Mishnah, why could you use it for the Gedoyla? Because you have Eidim Asira. And why can you use it when the two people have the same name? Because you have Eidim Asira. But to add the Eidim Asira, Taka, there would be a Chshash, and therefore, it only works for Eidim Asira. So it comes out, our Mishnah is like Rabbi Eliezer, according to this Gemara. What we're saying is that our Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Eliezer, not Rafi Meir, because Rafi Meir has to be Muchach Matech Achsima, Muchach Matech Ashtar, that's for this Ishan Isha, like Tosfos points out. So it's only if you hold Eidim Asira does it work, because Yitaka Choshev Nefila, and it only works with Eidim Asira, who are saying that this was a legitimate divorce.